You're in the Carlton Zone at www.carltonzone.com.
www.carltonzone.com. Get there.
Hey gang, it's Carlton Flowers here with the CarltonZone.com blog site. We got something new here today that I'm testing out, and I want your feedback. I'm going to start posting audio podcasts in a little podcast player. You can play these on your computer or your smartphone or whatever you want, a tablet. So the concept here is, instead of me waiting few and far between to post up something new on the website with your regular blog post, I'm going to throw up some audios to keep you up to date on more of a frequent basis on what is happening with smartphones, tablets, computers, the internet, the mobile network, or anything else that's fun, exciting, or questions that you might have that I could talk about. So let me know in the comments section if you're listening to this. Don't listen for free. You got to pay for it. It will cost you one comment. Yes, post your comment about this podcast or whatever you want to call it. Audio, sound bit, sound bite, I don't know. The little player is there for you to keep you up to date. So we're going to try this out and see how it goes. Now, just a little bit of an update that I'd like to talk about is with Apple and the release of the iPhone 5C and the iPhone 5S. Looks like the 5C is going to outsell the 5S, and even though Apple really promoted the 5S as the superior device, they are saying that Citi Research is actually where this is coming from. They're estimating that Apple will sell 4.5 million iPhone 5C units and 3.2 million iPhone 5S units between the pre-sales and then the big launch that's coming up this weekend. So that means people are opting for the cheaper one for $100 less. And that's kind of surprising, because when you look at it, you're looking at the difference between, say, a $700 smartphone or an $800 smartphone, or $650 or $750. I don't know how much it costs. But whatever the case, people don't think about the fact that your little $100 that you're putting up is just kind of the down payment. And you're going to pay for the rest of that phone during your two-year contract. So a lot of people get a little confused, or they're thinking cheap and they're not realizing that you're paying for that in your monthly contract. So it's kind of not smart if you're trying to save $100 that you're really still going to spend that $650 on that 5C. So this might kind of throw a little bit of a wrench in the plan for Apple, as people are going to be going for this cheaper plastic version of the phone. And then this is kind of spilling over into other companies. Samsung is kind of at a point where they're thinking, well, if they come out with the 5C and it's plastic, and they're promoting the fact that it's the quote-unquote cheaper version of the iPhone, they're worried that this might damage the impression that people may think that plastic-backed iPhones are cheaper. And so the Galaxy S4, which has the plastic back that I love, by the way, they might think that with the Galaxy S5, they need to bump it up to metal or something a little bit more solid to give the impression that it's a more quality phone, which I think is stupid. I wrote a blog post on this some time ago that I would much rather have a plastic-backed iPhone than a metal iPhone. That's funny. You won't see me buying an iPhone anytime soon, unless it's a second device that I need to use for testing purposes with my new web app development company that's called Web App Concepts. I would rather have a plastic back because it's lighter, and when I drop kick my phone, usually, which means that I'll fumble the phone out of my hands or getting out of the car, and then I try to catch it with my feet. And the only thing that accomplishes is launching the phone another 5 feet outward before it hits the concrete. But then when I pick it up, it still works, and I don't have a shattered screen, because this thing doesn't weigh 5 tons like an iPhone. The iPhone 4, iPhone 4S with the glass front and the back, the glass sandwich, it really had a propensity to break. I fix a lot of them, as a matter of fact, because of that. And so with the iPhone 5, you have that metal back, and it might be a little bit more resistant to cracking, but it's still more shatter-prone than a Galaxy S4 or some of the other smartphones that are out on the market that are not made of complete metal. So Samsung is considering this, which is really sad to me. I want to see that plastic back stay on there. But with the Galaxy Note 3, we see the faux leather back, and it's got like the fake stitching around it, and you got a softer feel. So that's kind of neat. I guess that won't add weight or bulk. And if they want to add a fake leather back on the iPhone. Good grief. Can I get that word out of my mouth? It's like a bad word. If they could add that to the Galaxy S5, I guess that would be better than a metal back. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see what happens. But the iPhone 5S, it is a beautiful device. The 5C is actually, if I had to choose, I'd get the 5C just for the plastic back. It'd be dumb for me to save $100 and spend $650, but maybe when they're used and they've been out on the market for several months, I could pluck one off. If it's, say, a $200 price difference than buying a 5S straight out, I might buy one. So, and plus, just for testing purposes and not being my main phone, that would be kind of nice. And then I could get my iPhone fix, you know, my I kind of have still a desire to use the iPhone. I do like my 3GS that I use as an MP3 player, and I use that to play music during my kickboxing class, and I use it for the apps that I can't get on my Android device, but I don't use it more than a couple times a week. I mainly use my Galaxy S4 day and night, and the big thing about that, I love being able to pop off that back and put a new battery in, which is great. You won't be able to do that on the iPhone 5C. But anyway, that's just a little jabber about the iPhone. I've seen a lot of people popping up with the iPhone, well, not popping up yet. The iPhone 5 owners are seriously considering upgrading after having their device for a year because it's going to have, I believe, the 64-bit processor, so it will be a lot faster. You'll notice a big difference in downloads and operating the operating system. It'll probably push iOS 7 a lot better. I have not paid much attention to iOS 7, and I'm going to have to look into that, but I will not be able to load that on my iPhone 3GS. I would like to maybe pluck iPhone 4 used maybe off of eBay or locally just so I can mess around and test out iOS 7 and tell you what I think about it, but it is a pretty monumental change from the previous version, iOS 6.2, I think. Is that the one that it's on? So, something else that I'm thinking about with upgrading. I've had my Galaxy S4 since May, and I love it. I just can't get enough of it. I use it, like I said, day and night. I use it for several different things. I use it as a point-of-sale station to accept credit card payments using the PayPal swipe adapter that plugs into the audio jack. I use it to do audio files, to shoot video. I've made a hack job little holder, kind of a something that fits onto my tripod. I'll have to take pictures and show you this on my website because I actually used an oil filter wrench, the kind that has the strap that I use to strap onto my Galaxy S4, and then I just clamp that onto my tripod, and I've got an instant video camera, so that's kind of nice. But I'm really, really jonesing for a stylus, a real stylus, and not the little rubber tip stylus that I've bought from Walgreens. It's for $5, which is great. It'll get you by. But the thing I don't like about it, after you use it for 2 weeks, it starts skidding and sticking on the surface of the screen, and I have to put a slip of cellophane tape to make it slide across the screen. Well, the Galaxy Note series with that real stylus, and it actually has an extra digitizer layer that's on the phone for the stylus alone, so nothing else will work on it unless you use another capacitive stylus that has the rubber tip. It's a lot more accurate, and I really want that, so I'm considering selling my Galaxy S4 and jumping up to a Galaxy Note 3, maybe for Christmas or something like that. But then the problem comes in where they're already starting to talk about the darn Galaxy S5 and all of the fantastic features it will have, including 64-bit processing. And I don't know, maybe I'll have a Galaxy Note 3 for a little bit and I'll have to switch to the Galaxy S5. I'm terrible. I can't stand not having the latest, greatest device. But maybe if I switch to that Galaxy Note 3, I'll be able to hang on to it for at least a year and get good value out of it. And, that would be sensible to actually use a device for at least a year and not start lusting after the next latest, greatest thing. So that's what I've got my eyes on, Galaxy Note 3. So that's what's happening in the world of smartphones with me. And it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I'm a gadget geek. So something else that I'm looking at, they've got that great big version of the HTC One that's coming out. I'm really not a big fan of the HTC One, but I have a lot of friends that love it. The one thing I don't like is that rounded back, so you can't lay it on the table and tap on the screen and text hands-free because it rocks. Maybe if you put a great big fat case on it, it could lay flat, but it's too heavy and it's too bulky. But the people who like a solid feeling heavy phone that seem to think that quality is weight, you like the HTC One. But I'm a huge fan of the HTC One X. I loved that smartphone and I almost bought one, but the deal breaker for me was not being able to swap out a battery or put in an SD card. You can't do that with an iPhone or an HTC device. If they did that, I'd have an HTC One right now because I love that solid composite body. It's not made out of metal, but it is more solid feeling than a Galaxy S4. So it seems to be that they are pretty rugged, that they'll last during a few drop kicks to the pavement, and it's just a nicer, thinner device. It's a little bit more sleek to me. And why don't they come out with the next version of the One X? I don't know if they ever will, but they've got the HTC One Mini that's coming out with the 4.3-inch diagonal screen that looks just like the HTC One. I will be testing that pretty soon. And then they've got the HTC One Brontosaurus coming out. That's great big for the people that want the humongous screen. I say you get the maximum size. If they got the biggest one coming out there, go for that. To me, bigger is better. I want the big screen to watch videos, watch movies, and all of that good stuff. And with the new NFL app that you can watch video on, there's nothing better than watching your football clips and getting your replays and all of the knockdown of the previous week right there on your smartphone. But anyway, HTC will be coming out with that great big gigantic version. I guess it'll be something that could compete with the Galaxy Mega that I did get to test that has the humongous 6.3-inch display. People think that that's just crazy. It's like holding a tablet up to your face, and it does look silly. I don't really care to hold something that big up to my ear, but I would use headphones, use a headset with it, and I'd be fine because that's a perfect match between a tablet and a smartphone. But the Galaxy Mega is the budget device. It's not as fast as the Galaxy S4. You do notice the difference, but it was a barrel of fun. I did enjoy it, and for $150, you can't beat that. So that's what's happening with smartphones lately that's worth talking about. You do have that new Windows device from Nokia, the 1020, that has the magnificent 41-megapixel camera that is a big, huge, honking protrusion out of the back of the phone. So if you're crazy about taking pictures with your phone that are super high quality, which I'm not into, that's a good smartphone to look into. So we'll talk about that more, too, on the next audio podcast. So tell me what you think. This is just supposed to be a test and I'm jabbering on about smartphones, but I want to know what you think. Should I do more of these on, say, a several days per week basis? Maybe I could squeeze in two or three, maybe four of these on a weekly basis for your listening pleasure. So just tell me what your opinion is and I will give you what you need. Ask your questions, give me some topics to talk about. We'll jabber, we'll talk about whatever you want. So that's all I have. I'm going to call it quits here. This is Carlton and I am out. Hit the blog site, carltonzone.com, and we'll see you soon.
You're in the Carlton Zone at www.carltonzone.com.
www.carltonzone.com. Get there.